don't mean to be an alarmist. I really don't.
But?
Well, sometimes I sound like one. I'm not trying to be, but I want to just tell you the measles cases have reached highest levels in more than 25 years, according to the CDC. And I also want to mention that there is one case of measles confirmed in Kane County, exposure in 6 different locations. It's getting closer. It's starting to freak me out. So let's get some answers to our questions. Medical Director of the Immunization Program with the Chicago Department of Public Health, Dr. Marielle, is it Frischone?
Yes, that's it.
All right, Dr. Frischone, first of all, this is scary hearing this. Measles was pretty much eradicated, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was eliminated in 2000 in the United States, and we are on track this year to have the highest number of cases in 25 years.
All right, there are a lot of people that didn't vaccinate their children because they thought the MMR, which is what, measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, a lot of people were informed incorrectly that that could cause autism. There is no link to that. Can we get a yes or no answer on that?
There is no link, and we have additional studies every year, well-organized, well-run studies that show that there is absolutely no link between MMR and autism.
So these people who did not vaccinate their children, is that why this is back?
That's a great question. There are multiple reasons why there are certain outbreaks going on across the country. New York City and New York State has a very close-knit, tight Orthodox Jewish community that for several reasons within their community there was false information circulating about the MMR vaccine. And so there are close-knit communities like that across the United States that are very vulnerable when measles shows up, and it will just explode because measles is so contagious that it could still infect you 2 hours after the person with measles leaves the room.
I'm
sorry.
Dr. Frischone, when measles were eradicated years ago, was this a worldwide eradication or just in the United States?
So we actually say elimination and not eradication.
Don't follow my lead, Bill.
Because eradication is where there's no risk of it coming back. Oh. And elimination means that we don't have cases that start here and spread.
Although so you thought it was eradicated, didn't we? Didn't we think it would never come back? Like polio?
We hoped. We definitely hoped. And our goal of every vaccine preventable disease is to eventually eradicate it. But because all these outbreaks are still going on across the world, and especially over the last 2 years, the outbreak in Europe, Ukraine, Israel, even Italy and some other countries, because we have so much international travel to the U.S., it became really hard to fight it back. And then when you have pockets and small communities that decide not to vaccinate, that's how it starts taking seed against here in the United States again.
All right. I was talking to my sister. She texted me yesterday. She had just gotten a physical from her doctor, and she said, "Have you had a measles vaccination?" I'm like, "Yeah, when I was little, and I'm pretty sure I had the measles." Then she said, "My doctor suggests you get a booster." At what age do we need a booster?
Yeah, this is a great question. There's been a lot going around about this because I really love that people want to know what they can do to prevent it. It's great. So if you're born before 1957, you're protected because there was so much measles that we know that you're immune and you either got measles or your body saw it and you created antibodies against it. So if you're born before 1957, you're fine. Take a deep breath.
Okay, for the rest of us?
Between 1957 and 1989, we recommend one dose of vaccine. That's enough if you're born between 1957 and 1989. If you are a healthcare worker, if you work with children, if you go to college, then you might be considered high risk. The other big high risk group, which is part of the reason why we developed this MMR Finder app, is travelers. And ahead of the summer travel season, we really want to get the message out that travelers are also high risk adults. So most people only need one dose. But if you're a traveler, a healthcare worker, you work with kids or in a college, you're going to need two doses.
Can you get it again? Because if I really can, Bill, you thought you had it too.
I know I had it as a kid.
I'm pretty positive. I know I had the chicken pox. I never had the mumps. I'm almost positive I had the measles. Do we still need a booster? Can you get the measles again?
That's also a great question. So there is a blood test that you can get to see if you've really had it before, because the problem with measles is that it can look like other rash illnesses with fever. It's a fever and a rash, and you get so many of those when you're little. Sometimes it's hard for your parents to tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
So a blood test could tell you for sure, but we don't recommend that everybody gets a blood test. It doesn't hurt to get another booster if you can't find your vaccination records. We don't want everyone running out and getting a booster because it's probably not necessary. But if you really can't find your records and you're really not sure, then getting an extra MMR shot is not a bad idea.
And the years are, if you were born between 1957 and 1989, which is a pretty big span, we just call our doctors and say, listen, we're in this age group. We need to get it's an MMR booster. They all come as one now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the other nice thing is that you can go to measlesvax.chicago.gov, and it's vax.chicago.gov. So if your doctor doesn't have time to fit you into their busy schedule, you can go online and see locations where they're going to guarantee that MMR is in stock. We didn't want people running around to three pharmacies looking for vaccine. We wanted to give people this resource to say, these pharmacies and our walk-in clinics with the city will guarantee MMR is in stock for you. And then if you have insurance, they'll charge your insurance. And if you come to our clinics with the city of Chicago, even if you're uninsured, we'll vaccinate you.
And that's measlesvax.chicago.gov?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you can click on the bullets of all the locations and get details.
Is there an oral version of the vaccine, or is it through shot only?
Now, I know, Bill, that you don't like needles.
I do not like needles.
From our flu shot.
Yes.
But this is way more important than a flu shot, isn't it?
I would say yes. During this current nationwide outbreak, I would say absolutely. And no, there is not an oral version.
Oh,
I apologize,
man,
about that.
All right. Dr. Marielle Fershone is on the line with us. She's the medical director of the immunization program with the Chicago Department of Public Health. The website to find out about a measles vaccination, measlesvax.chicago.gov. First of all, it's funny that you remember he's afraid of needles.
Yeah.
Secondly, if he chooses not to go through with this, and you are traveling this summer,
yes,
so you're going to be at the airport where measly people have touched things.
Oh, that's true.
But now what happens if we get the measles? If we have a healthy immune system and we're in decent health, are we going to die? Is it dangerous to get the measles?
So if you're a child, a pregnant woman, or if you have a weakened immune system, then 1 in 1,000 people will die of measles.
Ah.
Now, we have great medical care here in the U.S., and so you're not hearing right now about a lot of people dying right now, which we're lucky. But not only that, for children, you can get swelling of the brain lining, and that can lead to developmental problems later on. And then even 10 years down the line, there's a very rare complication of an encephalitis that happens 10 years or more after you get measles. So that's why the vaccine was created, was because there are very bad outcomes. And even if we're not seeing these deadly outcomes right now, that doesn't mean that we won't in the coming weeks.
Can't we just give you a Valium or something and just give you a shot?
It doesn't work. They've tried everything.
All right. So obviously I was going to ask about my kids, born from 1999 and onward.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. They don't need a booster. It's just those people born between 1957 and 1989.
So anyone born after 1989 should have received two doses, and that's required for public school. It's required at most colleges now. So the chances are that they've gotten two doses. Now, we do worry sometimes about people whose parents decided not to vaccinate them on purpose, if they were homeschooled, if they went to alternative schools that maybe didn't have strong vaccination requirements. There are these groups of people out there, and it's interesting because once some of these kids hit 18, they go out and get themselves vaccinated anyway, no matter what their parents thought. And so we do know that there are some groups who did not get those two shots. So we really want people to check their records. You can call your school online at Chicago Public Schools. You can request your records. And then you could also call our immunization program, and we'll look people up in our immunization registry to see if you got your shots.
If you went to a regular school, trust me, they're very big sticklers about making sure your vaccinations are up to date, or they won't give you your schedule.
Right.
So, you know, chances are you can call your school and find that out.
Exactly.
Or if you went to the school, there's a good chance you got the two doses.
Can I just read this text really quick? Because this is almost exactly my story. It says, in third grade, all the kids in our school got a booster shot. It was an air gun. We got a measles vaccine around birth, and then we got the other one in school. Our school did that. It was the worst day of school I've ever had. They just lined us up, and they took an air gun, and they gave each one of us a shot.
I remember that, too, but I didn't know that was for measles.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were shooting me up for, but I was just like, seriously, I didn't question it, and I'm okay.
I should have told you,
Wendy kept getting back in line, Dr. Frischone. That's
weird. It
was
kind of fun. I thought it was a laser gun.
You don't need that.
So what about that? Because I really remember that. I know there was the polio test where they pushed that little square pins in your forearm.
It might have been polio. It might have been polio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's hard to say.
Hmm.
So,
and this is why we really want you to talk to your healthcare provider, because you'll remember getting a shot and you'll think to yourself, I think it was MMR,
but I'm
not sure. And you don't, you never really know until you see the documentation.
So it wouldn't hurt you if you called your doctor or went to measlesvax.chicago.gov and found a place where you could get the measles shot. It wouldn't hurt you to get it.
Yeah.
It's just insurance.
Yeah, exactly. It might be a copay. Or if you're uninsured, please come to our walk-in immunization clinics and we'll take care of you. But it's a very low cost and a very effective and safe vaccine. So we really want everyone to know if they've been vaccinated, and then we want to make it as easy as possible for you to get a booster if you need it, especially if you're traveling this summer.
Sure.
And one other thing about 6 to 11-month-olds is that they can get their dose early if they're going to be traveling out of the country. And that is something that the measles cases we've had over the past few years has been really important. So important to protect those babies because their immune systems don't work quite as well as ours.
I misspoke. That little prong thing that they stuck in your forearm was for TB, not for polio. Polio was pretty much gone by then.
All right.
And you had to kind of watch it, and if it had a reaction, then you had TB. And that's another story we should talk to you about, too, because there are, if you watch all these drug warnings that take longer than the actual commercial, a lot of them for like rheumatoid arthritis and other things, it says don't currently take if you have TB. I know two people that had TB. It was inactive in their system, but they went through 6 months of drugs. I thought TB was gone.
This is a complicated story, but there are two forms of TB. There's latent, which can eventually turn into active, where you could be contagious, and then there's active TB, where you're coughing and you have fever, etc. And so we do worry about latent TB and treat it.
Talk about that at a later date. Dr. Marielle Frischone. We will. Hey, I'm a hypochondriac, so this is right up my alley.
We'll do a booster interview with you next time.
Dr. Marielle Frischone, and just to clarify real quickly, if you were born between 1957, you're good to go. You don't need a booster.
Yeah, 1957 and 1989, one dose is sufficient.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Frischone. We appreciate your knowledge.
But if
wait,
if you're born 1957 to 1989, you do need a booster.
If you're traveling, if you're in a high-risk group, if you're traveling over the summer, if you're a healthcare worker, if you work with kids or you're in college, then I would recommend checking your records and potentially getting a booster.
Perfect. Thank you so much. The website again, measlesvax.chicago.gov. Dr. Marielle Frischone, Medical Director of the Immunization Program with the Chicago Department of Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.